You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. All persons having anything to do for the Honorable Justice Diane Fournier, Justice of the Norfolk Superior Court, draw near, give your attendance and you shall be heard. Justice of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts in this Honorable Court, please be seated. Please turn off your cell phones.
Start today as we have every day together with the four questions. Jurors, were you able to comply with my order that you not be on any social media or any news media?
Yes.
Yes. And were you able to comply with my order that you not do any research about this case?
Yes.
Are you able to comply with my order that you not speak to anyone about this case?
Yes.
And do you all still have open minds?
Yes.
Those four answers for the record all answered affirmatively by all 16 jurors in the box. We're ready to begin today's work. So as I promised yesterday, jurors, there's two chapters that will come interspersed now as we start today. And those chapters are that I will give you the instructions that are specific to the charge of murder here in this case, then the parties will do their closing arguments. And then, depending on how you're doing, given the time that's passed since then, we may have a short break, the bathroom break. Then I'll come back and give you the more generalized instructions on the law. Deliberately break it into two chunks. It's more consumable for you that way. The jurors, I want to thank you for your service on this jury. To a person, when I've looked over, caught me many times looking over at you. You've been paying attention, and that's exactly what I anticipated, but it's refreshing and rewarding for me to see it. So I know that you have paid attention to the evidence in this case, and I appreciate your attention. Your jury service in this case is a very important part of our democratic self-government. You are responsible to uphold the law and our principles of justice. That's what you promised to do at the start of this trial when you took an oath as a juror. You've all devoted a substantial period of time on this case, time away from your personal lives, work, studies, your families, to sit as jurors in this case, and to decide the very important matter, an issue now between the Commonwealth and the defendant, Brian Walsh. You've done so in accordance with the finest traditions and the highest aspirations of our system of justice. Again, I thank you for your service and your sacrifice. You must now consider all of the evidence, decide who and what to believe, and decide whether the prosecution has proved beyond a reasonable doubt that Mr. Walsh is guilty of the crime of murder. The final part of this trial, as I said, will take place in those three steps. First, I'll give you on the law that is specific to the charge in this case. Then the attorneys will make their closing arguments, in which they will highlight the evidence that they think is important and will argue in favor of the conclusions that they ask you to make. Defense attorney, Attorney Tipton, will argue first, and the prosecutor, Assistant District Attorney Yaz, will argue last. After the closing arguments, again, I'll give you those generalized instructions that will help guide your evaluation of the evidence and your decision-making and your deliberations as jurors. And then you will work together to reach a unanimous verdict. Please pay careful attention to all of my instructions. All of my instructions are important, and you must follow them, whether you agree with them or you do not. To make sure that I give you the instructions accurately, you can see that I'm generally reading them to you. You will also get written copies of the jury charge, the jury instructions, in the jury room when you deliberate the case. I do my best to make sure that the instructions that I'm giving you while I'm speaking match these written instructions. If there is any difference between what I say aloud and the written instructions, please follow what I say aloud. So let me start with the prosecution's burden of proof, and I'll start with the presumption of innocence. There is a fundamental rule that applies in all criminal cases, including this case. Every person who is accused of a crime is presumed to be innocent of that crime. Mr. Walsh is presumed to be innocent of the charge in this case. That means that you must consider Mr. Walsh to be innocent unless the prosecution has proved, beyond a reasonable doubt, through evidence presented at the trial, that Mr. Walsh committed the crime charged. And I will explain what I mean by reasonable doubt in a minute. Mr. Walsh does not have to do anything to convince you he is innocent. He does not have to explain anything to the jury. Mr. Walsh does not have to testify, call or question witnesses, or provide any evidence at all, because you must presume he is innocent. Instead, it is up to the Commonwealth to prove the charge against Mr. Walsh beyond a reasonable doubt. This burden of proof never shifts to the defendant. After you have considered all of the evidence carefully and fairly, if you have a reasonable doubt about Mr. Walsh's guilt on the charge of murder, then your verdict must be not guilty. You may find Mr. Walsh guilty of the charge of murder only if all 12 deliberating jurors agree that the Commonwealth has proved the charge beyond a reasonable doubt. So, the burden is on the Commonwealth to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Mr. Walsh is guilty of the charge made against him. What is proof beyond a reasonable doubt? The term is often used and probably pretty well understood, though not easily defined. Proof beyond a reasonable doubt does not mean proof beyond all possible doubt, or everything in the lives of human beings is open to some possible or imaginary doubt. A charge is proved beyond a reasonable doubt if, after you have compared and considered all of the evidence, you have in your mind an abiding conviction to a moral certainty that the charge is true. When we refer to moral certainty, we mean the highest degree of certainty possible in matters relating to human affairs, based solely on the evidence that has been put before you in this case. I've told you that every person is presumed to be innocent until he or she is proved guilty, and that the burden is on the prosecutor. If you evaluate all of the evidence and you still have a reasonable doubt remaining, the defendant is entitled to the benefit of that doubt and must be acquitted. It is not enough for the Commonwealth to establish a probability, even a strong probability, that the defendant is more likely to be guilty than not guilty. That is not enough. Instead, the evidence must convince you of the defendant's guilt to a reasonable and moral certainty, a certainty that convinces your understanding and satisfies your reason and judgment as jurors who are sworn to act conscientiously on the evidence. That's what I mean by proof beyond a reasonable doubt. There's one indictment or charge in this case. You must decide whether Mr. Walsh is guilty of that charge. For the charge of murder, there are certain things, we call them elements, that the Commonwealth must prove beyond a reasonable doubt to show Mr. Walsh is guilty. I will explain these legal rules to you now. There are two different degrees of murder. Murder in the first degree and murder in the second degree. If you find the defendant guilty of murder, you shall decide the degree of murder. Commonwealth alleges that the defendant committed murder in the first degree on a theory of deliberate premeditation. To find the defendant guilty on this theory of murder, you must be unanimous. That is, all of the deliberating jurors must agree that the Commonwealth has met its burden of proving every element of this theory beyond a reasonable doubt. If you are unable to agree unanimously that the Commonwealth has met its burden to prove beyond a reasonable doubt this theory of first-degree murder, you shall consider whether the Commonwealth has proved the defendant guilty beyond a reasonable doubt of murder in the second degree. Now, again, by instructing you now on the elements and the additional requirements for the proof of murder in the first degree with deliberate premeditation, and then I will next instruct you on murder in the second degree. Murder with deliberate premeditation. To prove the defendant guilty of murder in the first degree with deliberate premeditation, the Commonwealth must prove beyond a reasonable doubt the following three elements. First, that the defendant caused the death of Anna Walsh. Second, that the defendant intended to kill Anna Walsh, that is, the defendant consciously and purposefully caused Anna Walsh's death. And third, the defendant committed the killing with deliberate premeditation, that is, he decided to kill after a period of reflection. I will now discuss each of those requirements in more detail. The first element is that the defendant caused the death of Anna Walsh. A defendant's act is the cause of death where the act in a natural and continuous sequence results in death, and without which death would not have occurred. The second element is that the defendant intended to kill Anna Walsh. That is, the defendant consciously and purposefully intended to cause Anna Walsh's death. The third element is that the defendant committed the killing with deliberate premeditation. That is, he decided to kill after a period of reflection. Deliberate premeditation does not require any particular length of time of reflection. A decision to kill may be formed over a period of days, hours, or even a few seconds. The key is the sequence of the thought process. First, the consideration whether to kill. Second, the decision to kill. And third, the killing arising from that decision. There is no deliberate premeditation where the action is taken so quickly that a defendant takes no time to reflect on the action and then decides to do it. Murder in the second degree. In order to prove murder in the second degree, the Commonwealth must prove the following elements. First, that the defendant caused the death of Anna Walsh. Second, that the defendant A, intended to kill Anna Walsh, or B, intended to cause grievous bodily harm to Anna Walsh, or C, intended to do an act which, in the circumstances known to the defendant, a reasonable person would have known created a plain and strong likelihood that death would result. I will now discuss each of these requirements in more detail. The first element is that the defendant caused the death of Anna Walsh. The defendant's act is the cause of death. The act, in a natural and continuous sequence, results in death, and without which death would not have occurred. As you can see, the second element has three sub-elements, which I'll call prompts. And the Commonwealth satisfies its burden of proof if it proves any one of the three prongs beyond a reasonable doubt. The first prong, the defendant intended to kill, is the same as the second element of murder in the first degree with deliberate premeditation. The second and third prongs are different from any element of murder in the first degree with deliberate premeditation. The second prong is that the defendant intended to cause grievous bodily harm to Anna Walsh. Grievous bodily harm means severe injury to the body. The third prong is that the defendant intended to do an act which, in the circumstances known to the defendant, a reasonable person would have known created a plain and strong likelihood that death would result. Let me help you understand how to analyze this third prong. You must first determine whether the defendant intended to perform the act that caused the victim's death. If you find that he intended to perform the act, you must then determine what the defendant himself actually knew about the relevant circumstances at the time he acted. Then you must determine whether, under the circumstances known to the defendant, a reasonable person would have known that the act intended by the defendant created a plain and strong likelihood that death would result. Let me give you some supplemental instructions relevant to the charge of murder. The definition of death. Death occurs when the heart has stopped long enough to result in complete and permanent loss of brain function. This complete and permanent loss of brain function occurs when, in the opinion of a licensed physician based on ordinary and acceptable standards of medical practice, there's been a total and irreversible cessation of spontaneous brain functions and further attempts at resuscitation or continued supportive maintenance would not be successful in restoring such function. Next, the jury's obligation on guilt or innocence. You've been instructed on two theories of homicide in this case, murder in the first degree and murder in the second degree. If the evidence convinces you beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant is guilty of a criminal offense, you have a duty to find the defendant guilty of the most serious offense that the Commonwealth has proved beyond a reasonable doubt. If the evidence does not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant is guilty of any offense charged, you must find him not guilty. Could either counsel need to see me?
No, Your Honor.
Be happy to see you. I know you haven't been sitting there that long. You're going to go for a stretch now. So I'm going to ask you to stand up. As I said to you before, shake a leg. When you're ready, please be seated. So, jurors, I'm about to conclude my first set of the instructions to you, and we're going to hear the closing arguments of counsel next. This is an important part of the trial because it's the final opportunity that the lawyers have to address you. It's an opportunity for the lawyers to summarize the evidence, to call your attention to certain parts of the evidence that they regard as important, and based on the evidence, to try to persuade you to reach a certain result. However, what you're about to hear is not evidence. Lawyers aren't witnesses. All of the evidence in this case has been presented to you through the testimony of the witnesses, the exhibits, stipulations, which you have before you. And as to the exhibits, you'll have an opportunity to examine those in detail and consider them during your deliberations. Our rules are designed to ensure that the parties receive a fair trial, and they therefore prohibit the attorneys from making certain types of arguments in an effort to persuade you to reach a certain result or to favor or discredit either party. For example, the lawyers are not permitted to refer to facts that are not in evidence in this case. If, based on your memory and understanding of the evidence, a lawyer does this, you should disregard that comment. The attorneys are not permitted to express their personal beliefs in the credibility or lack of credibility of any witness who testified in this case. That determination is entirely for you to make. If a lawyer makes such a comment, you should disregard that comment. This case must be decided based solely on the basis of the admissible evidence and the law that I'm teaching to you. Attorneys are not permitted to persuade you for or against either party by appealing to human passions or prejudices. If a lawyer makes such a comment, you should disregard that comment. If you become conscious of any passion or prejudice as you consider the evidence and engage in your deliberations, you must put these feelings aside and not permit them to influence your thinking. And with that, we'll turn to the closing arguments. As is the custom, we'll hear first from the defense. Attorney Tupfer.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.